from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump legal team accused of trying to discredit the special counsel. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has the story.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Russian ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he did discuss campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. The Post quoted current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to his superiors about the meetings. Now, Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak. This is VOA News. Israeli officials say three Israelis died and one more was wounded when a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants while they were eating dinner. Two of the victims died Friday, soon after the attack in the area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He's been identified as 20-year-old Omar Alabed. His brother also has been arrested. The Syrian army announced Saturday the end of fighting in parts of eastern Ghouta after an agreement was struck between rebels and Russia, an ally of the Syrian regime. In a statement, the army said a halt in fighting in some areas of eastern Ghouta in Damascus province would take effect at midday today after all sides signed on to the details of a safe zone agreement. The army did say, however, it would retaliate in a suitable manner should the rebels violate the ceasefire agreement. Afghan officials said at least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reportedly killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told the Associated Press the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days. Although the head of Kandahar Provincial Police told AFP, the kidnappings took place Friday in the villagers' homes. Several hundred people gathered in front of the presidential palace in Warsaw on Saturday to protest plans by the populist ruling party to put the Supreme Court and the rest of the judicial system under party's political control. The protest was part of wider demonstrations which broke out across Poland. Poland's Senate has approved a controversial new law that amounts to an overhaul of the Supreme Court despite criticism from the European Union and the protests of thousands of demonstrators in Warsaw and other cities across the country. Katarzyna Debska is a sociology student.
I think it's very important to be here because this pressure is the only thing we are left with. Because, you know, yesterday the Senate approved this bill on the Supreme Court. And nowadays we don't have practically, you know, independent courts. So, you know, this is very bad for democracy, for our country.
President Andrzej Duda, an ally of the ruling Law and Order Justice Party, has 21 days to sign or veto the bill. He must sign the legislation for it to become a binding law. And Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and First Lady Rula Ghani on Saturday hosted the country's six girls who first participated in the Global Robotics Challenge in the U.S., congratulating the team for receiving a silver medal for courage. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.